And what I want to suggest is that, having talked to girls, because I just finished a new book called I Am an Emotional Creature, The Secret Life of Girls Around the World. I've been talking to girls for 5 years, and one of the things that I've seen is true everywhere is that the verb that's been enforced on girls is the verb to please. Girls are trained to please. I want to change the verb. I want us all to change the verb. I want the verb to be educate, or activate, or engage, or confront, or defy, or create. If we teach girls to change the verb, we will actually enforce the girl inside us and the girl inside them. And I have to now share a few stories of girls I've seen across the planet who have engaged their girl, who have taken on their girl in spite of all the circumstances around them. I know a 14-year-old girl in the Netherlands, for example, who is demanding that she take a boat and go around the entire world by herself. There's a teenage girl who just recently went out and knew that she needed 56 stars tattooed on the right side of her face. There's a girl, Julia Butterfly Hill, who lived for a year in a tree because she wanted to protect the wild oaks. There's a girl who I met 14 years ago in Afghanistan who I've adopted as my daughter because her mother was killed. Her mother was a revolutionary. And this girl, when she was 17 years old, wore a burqa in Afghanistan and went into the stadiums and documented the atrocities that were going on towards women underneath her burqa with a video. And that video became the video that went out all over the world after 9/11 to show what was going on in Afghanistan. I want to talk about Rachel Corey, who was in her teens when she stood in front of an Israeli tank to say, end the occupation, and she knew she risked death, and she was literally gunned down and rolled over by that tank. And I want to talk about a girl that I just met recently in Bukavu, who was impregnated by her rapist, and she was holding her baby, and I asked her if she loved her baby, and she looked into her baby's eyes, and she said, of course I love my baby. How could I not love my baby? It's my baby, and it's full of love. The capacity for girls to overcome situations and to move on levels, to me, is mind-blowing. And there's a girl named Dorcas, and I just met her in Kenya, and Dorcas is 15 years old, and she was trained in self-defense. And a few months ago, she was picked up on the street by three older men. They kidnapped her. They put her in a car. And through her self-defense, she grabbed her Adam's apple, she punched them in the eyes, and she got herself free and out of the car.